It's the best gospel music you will hear anywhere. We're KAYTKQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long. Going around the world on KAYTFM.com. You just heard Evie McKinney with Just Like God. We'll take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. But before we do that, I'm going to give you Bible Jeopardy again. It's filling in the blanks today. The fear of a man brings a blank, but whoever puts his trust in the Lord shall be blank. What goes in the blanks? Go to Proverbs 29 and 25. Figure it out, then call me. 318-484-2500. We'll be back with more music and more entertainment right after this.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Thank you, Sister Sylvia. Appreciate it. We won't be long, but you have your Bibles. Don't we, again, been a year since we hadn't opened this church. And this church really has not missed a beat. Now, there may be some who may disagree, but from my standpoint, it hadn't missed a beat. We're still progressing, we're still doing what we want to do. That's how I know the Lord is with this church. And we're going to do greater now since, hopefully and prayerfully, that God will calm some of this stomach.
Yes,
sir. We've been in for 365 days.
Yes, sir.
Of straight storm.
Yes.
And we're not out of it yet.
Yes,
we're still in it.
Yes,
but we're just coming out seeing the rays of the sunshine.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And telling the Lord, thank you.
Yes.
He pulls us on through.
Yes, sir.
So when we look back over our life and see how God has blessed us, you ought to walk in the church shouting without doubt. You ought to come to church with holy hand lifting up the name of Jesus, because he's been good just to you and to you and to you and only you and me. Can we have our Bibles? We won't be long. Matthew 27, 45th, 46th verse. God has been so richly good, y'all. Ever since Sister Obey died, my ankle had been so swollen I could almost get a shoe on. Now it has gotten so small, it looks like the shoe has gotten too big. Tell me God can't work it out. Tell me what God can't do. Fluid built up in my foot or feet, and now the shoes have got too big. God is something else. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Let's just talk simply, briefly, on this morning about the cry of a champion. The cry of a champion. Cry. If you're sitting about 6 feet, 8 feet from somebody, just look at them and say, no pain? No gain. Mothers can tell children and fathers that there is pain in gaining a child.
That's right.
And when there's no pain, there is no gain. In this life, you're going to have to go through some pain-issued experiences. I mean, excruciating, painful situation. In this life, some that you love the most will hurt you the worst. And go with me here. I ain't talking about something I heard about. I'm telling you something I had lived through. Those that you work for,
yes, sir,
would be the ones who would take the gat dagger,
yes, sir,
and place it in,
yes, sir,
your back.
Right, sir.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But this is all about spiritual maturity. Where you are learning how to take the pain and allow it to become your gain. Even on your own occupation or at your occupation, there are some there that don't even want you there. It will send you through all kinds of ups and downs. Because everyone there trying to feed their family. But Satan is always trying to afflict you and affect you. Satan is always trying to inflict you and affect you to get you to turn away from,
yes, sir,
the Jesus who resurrected you. The God who resurrected you, Satan wants you to turn your back on him and put your eyes on him. And the only thing he can do for you is leave you. Have you ever been stranded? No. I mean, stranded. I mean, there's nobody to call. Your pocket's empty. And you just, you got money in the bank, but none with you. You just strength. Satan has devised a plan to try to have every believer to feel stranded. Pastor Randall and I, we were talking just the other day. Say, Reverend, you know, they don't sing about the blood no more. There are not many songs that encompasses the blood. Because it's too gruesome. It has no pleasure. But somebody in the house got to know that it's the blood. That's keeping us living from day. It's the blood, y'all, that has covered us in every way. It's the blood, y'all, that has brought us from there to here. And if we're going to get to glory, it's going to be because the blood, y'all, has carried. man has somehow seduced, reduced the power of God. Don't you know that Jesus' death certificate became our birth certificate?
Amen.
When he died, we were born.
Amen.
He took our sin,
yes, sir,
and gave us his righteousness.
Yes. Yes.
So when he came and died, now man is able to live. There's none other name I know that has the power and the sweetness than the name of Jesus. Every day with Jesus, sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Just the name of Jesus. Stop tears from flowing, Jesus. The cry of a champion. All of us in here, I do believe, have cried. I do believe all of us in here have cried more than one time. And I do believe that some of us, when we cried, when the crying was over, we became stronger. Do I have a witness in the house? Just look at that. I can tell you I had a breakdown. I broke down. I talked to my mother. I just really broke down. Just come out of nowhere. Just break down. Just slap on the floor, break down. But after the tears, that was strength. Every champion has to cry. Because they go through some things that's excruciating, and they have to cry some time. And on this Christian journey, y'all, preacher brothers, you're going to have to cry sometime. Deacon brothers, you're going to have to cry sometime. Sisters, you have to cry sometime. Choir, you have to cry sometime. Musicians, sometime, tears going to have to fall and hit the instrument. Like tears fall and just hit the Bible. But oh, but don't just let it be just tears. Because God knows how to take tears and make them joyous tears. That's just a joy in knowing who the Lord really is. And because we have to cry sometimes, then we have to go on and acknowledge about the one who's able to wipe all tears away. How did you make it, baby? Somebody can say, Reverend, it was by the grace.